When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BT and Sal back on the Fan. Two things that bothered me from the Germany game, BT, that have nothing to do with the result of the Giants.
Let me guess. One, it was at 9:30 and two, it was in Germany. Besides that, nothing. What do you got?
Well, number one would be Rich Eisen. And I'm not trying to pick on Rich. He seems like a nice guy. I was a fan of his. But, like, enough, dude. He's not a good play-by-play guy. And all he cares about is the crowd singing the songs, whatever song that they're... Oh, isn't this
John
great?
Denver song.
Yeah, well, whatever. All the songs... That, yeah, there's a commercial.
Save me home. Yeah.
It's not even that there was other songs that they were singing, too. I forget them because guess what? I don't care about them. I'm trying to watch a football game. If I wanted to go to a concert or watch a concert, I'd do so. I'd put on the Billy Joel DVD or whatever I have. Like... I don't need, like, Rich, oh, Germany here, this is what they do. Not to mention his one-liners, oh, hello, Newbin. Like, okay, dude, Seinfeld, you're a Seinfeld fan, yay, congratulations. Like, nobody else makes those jokes, you're so funny, it's really, you chose the wrong profession, really, you should have been a comedian. Like, I mean, come on, dude, do
should
the game.
Should have been a screenwriter.
Yeah, exactly, just do the game. So that's number one. Like, he's more excited about, nobody here, I can assure you, nobody in America gives a crap where that game was being played, whether it's Germany, London, wherever it may be. I'm watching it because we care about the Giants and because it's on.
Yep.
It's a football game that's on. That's number one. Number two, I don't know if you saw this. Mm. Hoff was with the Giants in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And he's... Now, Hoff, I told you this years ago. Years ago, I tried to give you some advice on this. You pay attention to his social media?
Yeah, no? I see it.
He's doing these videos, which is a good idea, right? You should be doing videos. You're in Germany.
Get yourself out there
Sure. Get yourself out there. You know, get yourself on camera, whatever. Post these things. And he posts videos of himself while in Germany. And yet I can't see Germany, but I could see directly up your nose. Dude, what is with your... When you're doing those self videos or whatever it is, you got to come up with a better angle.
No, think about the strategy on that. It's so annoying that you have to watch.
No, it's so annoying that I want to throw my phone. I'm sitting here watching going, Hoff, what are you doing? I told you this years ago. Bad angle.
I take the opposite of Kevin Weeks. Whenever Kevin Weeks breaks a story, he does it, his eyes and above and whatever his backdrop is. And he says, oh, you know, Igor Shesterkin might be getting this type of contract. I do the opposite. I get my face and a little bit of whatever's behind me.
And it's all up the nose. I mean, it's a horrible... Dude, come on. You were second to Rich Eisen, though. I'll tell you that. He bothered me the most.
You get this on these other games here. It is what it is. And Kurt Warner's great, but, you know, he's not great with Rich. And they do this more and more. They take people who are studio... And Rich is a great studio host, but they just shove it down our throat or up our nose, either one.
BT and Sal, the Fan. Please change the angle. I'm begging you.
I said that to him this morning. He's like, nah, it's a good angle.
You don't really think it's a good angle, do you?
I think it's a good strategy for me right now.
Well,
it's, you know, I'm like, I could see in your mouth and up your nose.
Listen, someone complimented me that I don't have a lot of nose hair, so I feel good about that.
Well, one thing we'll know about this, next time he's on a trip with the, if he's ever doing any drugs, we'll know. Because it will be right up the nostrils. No, he's clean. He's good.
Ed is in Marlboro. What's up, Ed?
Eddie.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'm a Giant fan since the Polo Grounds, so I've been watching them a long time. I think the problem with the Giants right now is their general manager. I mean, look at the drafts he's had. Hardly any of the guys are still playing.
Joe Shane has not distinguished himself very much at all. He has not. He bombed on Neil and with Kayvon. And there's other examples of misses. And it was a few decent hits for sure, but he has not had a powerful drafting history.
Yeah, but what's his few hits? I don't see them. I mean, I watch another game, another team, and all of a sudden go, oh, yeah, they drafted him in the third round. The guy's, killing it, right? We never have that in our game. Yeah, they drafted him in the first round or whatever.
Well, I mean, the top picks for Joe Shane have not, and thank you for the call. Every general manager, and this is only year three with him. Every general manager is going to have some hits and some misses. I saw Bobby Skinner, who does the Talking Giants pod. A huge Giant fan. I saw him tweet this out, and I thought it was an interesting thing to look at. Giants top 10 players in year three of Joe Shane. Now, this is his opinion.
Okay.
But he's as in tune with the Giants.
I can already tell you where he's going. How many were actually drafted by Shane?
Okay, or brought in. It's not just drafted.
True.
Okay, so Dexter Lawrence,
Gettleman. Yeah, not his, 0 for 1.
Andrew Thomas,
not
Gettleman.
Not his, 0 for 2.
Malik Nabers.
1 for 3.
Brian, and I still hated that pick. It's not Nabers, but I hated that pick. They should have taken a quarterback or trade down. Brian Burns.
2 for 4.
It's a Shane trade.
Yep.
Okereke. Shane,
3
Shane
for 5.
Free agency.
Yep, good sign.
Thibodeau. Shane draft. Now, you could argue with Bobby's take here, but... I mean, Thibodeau is, when he's healthy...
He's good.
Now
he's good.
The issue that you and I had with him is that he didn't live up to that elite top edge rusher status that you would take with the fifth overall pick or whatever it was.
Yeah,
the issue. It's not that he's not a
serviceable for sure.
Player.
No, it's not a whiff like Neil. No.
Kayvon's got
some real attributes. I wish he was a little more well-rounded.
Right.
But he's certainly solid. I mean, can you make a case he may be overdrafted based on his body of work so far? Maybe. But, I mean, he's good enough to at least justify,
And either way, remember what this is. This is a list of one person. Now, again, he does a Talking Giants podcast. He's in tune with the Giants, diehard Giant fan, Bobby Skinner. Given his 10 top players overall, not draft pick, 10 top players. So Thibodeau's on there. Darius Slayton was Gettleman draft.
That was definitely Gettleman, yep.
Illuminor.
3 for 6. That's here.
Shane free agency.
Right.
Tyrone Tracy, who, by the way, is
good
a stud.
Good pick. He is terrific.
Did you see him crying yet? He fumbled yesterday in overtime, obviously. He was on the sideline, head down, basically praying, like, please don't let this cost us. It did. He was emotional. He had to put the towel over his head.
He's a beast. He's a good player. And he cares. I'll take it.
That's exactly
nice.
Right. Love it. And by the way, it's not his fault. Yeah, he fumbled. That's not why the Giants lost the game. Shouldn't even have been to overtime. But Tracy is a stud. So Shane draft. And the last one, Wandale Robinson. Shane draft.
Yeah, it was definitely Shane. That was his first one, right?
That I'm not sure. I forget the exact
timeline.
Didn't they
pick him? Where did he go? To Kentucky, Wandale Robinson? Was he Kentucky?
I don't know, but he's been a good player for him.
He's been okay.
Now, the big omission here, or not omission, but it's just like we don't have a quarterback. Like, that's the issue. That he hasn't, he didn't select his quarterback. And I guess you could say, well, he extended Daniel Jones. Yeah, but how much of that was him versus how much of that was ownership? And I would think that it's at the very least 50-50, if not 80-20 or 60-40, whatever percentage, leaning in favor of ownership, making him extend Daniel Jones.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to judge. I don't think Joe Shane has done a bad job. I mean, he hasn't been great, but it's year three. Like, can you really evaluate a general manager and all his draft picks in two and a half years on the job?
No, you can't. I think that's a little bit quick, unless it's just colossal gaffe, and it's not that for Shane. It's some hits in there. We just went through some of the names there. Whether it's drafting or trading for whatever it might be, or just signing off a free agency. I think that the only thing that complicates this is, all right, they're not going to win many games this year. Last year was rough. This year is rougher. You know, you're going to probably, hopefully, next year starting a rookie. Next year is going to be rough. Like, it just kicks it down the road. I'm not saying that it can't, boy, but it requires patience that we usually don't have here. Like, that's an inordinate amount of patience.
And nor have the owners had
patience
before.
But I think they're trying to break that cycle. Like, I think they're hell-bent on breaking that.
Which I still think would be the right thing. All right.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.